In December, the author's VA orthopedic checkup raised a concern. A leg fracture had stopped healing, possibly requiring surgery and a bone graft. That concern led to a referral to Dr. Perkins, a bone specialist at Baylor College of Medicine who treats non-healing fractures, and he ordered new x-rays, blood tests, and a CT scan. Dr. Perkins concluded the fracture was not non-healing. It was healing more slowly, because the body was repairing multiple fractures at the same time. During the wait, the author continued physical and occupational therapy, and stopped using a walker by January. At the follow-up visit, the blood markers were favorable, and the CT scan showed healing. Dr. Perkins said no surgery was needed. He explained that the bone was forming a callus, which helps bridge the fracture and is later absorbed by the body. He also said the author could progress as tolerated and did not expect the hardware to fail. The author began running again in February, 8 months after the accident. At first, the best speed was just over 3 miles per hour, with only 5 to 10 feet of jogging before walking. By March, the author was running 4 to 5 times per week at about 3.6 miles per hour, and bone pain was gradually decreasing. In April, the author completed the ArtCar IPA 5K, walking about 100 meters due to pain, but finishing with a best pace of 14:52 per mile. Training continued toward a longer race and a personal record. The longest runs reached 4 miles, though the author often walked the final half mile. Swelling varied with daily activity and was managed with compression socks, and when needed, naproxen. A June x-ray showed the bone had healed, but with a 5-degree alignment deviation. That is at the outer limit of normal and can sometimes cause knee pain. Dr. Perkins said surgery would be needed only if pain developed. That surgery would involve removing the hardware, re-breaking the leg, and a year of recovery. The main takeaway for endurance athletes is that cautious, progressive rehabilitation allowed the author to return to running without major surgery, though healing was slow and required ongoing monitoring.